On bank holidays in 1964, mods and rockers would gather at seaside resorts across the country.
It was Easter 1964 when the mods and rockers invaded Clacton. I was 15 and had a job on the pier. I was miffed because the council had laid on some great entertainment that weekend. Johnny Pilgrim and the Classics, Shane Fenton, Freddie and the Dreamers, and I was going to miss them all. Nothing much happened at first, although there were loads of Lambrettas and Vespas parked around town. Then a few rockers on their motorbikes arrived. One of them seemed nice enough. He asked me where the airfield was because he was going to camp there. By Saturday evening, though, they were swarming round town. As I was going home from the pier that night, everything seemed to flare up. The mods had a go at the rockers, and the rockers had a go at the mods. I stayed out of the way until the cops arrived, but when they turned up, the mods and rockers forgot they hated each other and started throwing bottles at the cops. I scampered home quick. I didn't want to get involved. Next morning, my boss told me there was fighting on and off most of the night. I believed him. You just had to look at all the broken windows in the pavilion to know it was true. Sunday was the worst day. Well, not the worst day for fighting, but the day where there was the most mods and rockers around. I reckon there must have been at least 1,000, but there wasn't much aggro. They were just hanging around like, mind you, seeing them all together along the seafront was scary. There was a bit of trouble after that, and on Monday too, but everything seemed to be calming down. Reckon it was because there were hundreds of cops around. My boss told me they'd called in reinforcements from all over Essex and made loads of arrests. That Easter, Clacton was on the front page of all the newspapers, the Daily Sketch, the Daily Mail, but the Daily Mirror was the worst. I got a copy here. It says, Easter had been turned into an orgy of unholy hooliganism by idiotic teenagers on the rampage. It wasn't that bad, though. Some of my mates turned up in town over the weekend to see what was going on, but all they saw were a load of mods and rockers hanging around. I think they were upset there wasn't any aggro. But my boss on the pier was really angry. He said the papers had exaggerated everything. People believed what they read, and loads of them from all over the country would cancel summer holidays in Clacton because of it. As for me, I was well and truly miffed that Easter, but it had nothing to do with the mods and rockers. I'd miss seeing Johnny Pilgrim, Shane Fenton, and Freddie and the Dreamers.